Can you tell me what day it is?
Anything can happen Thursday.
What does that mean exactly?
It means,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
It's anything can happen Thursday.
I'm gonna go ahead and move the conversation forward.
I'm listening.
Okay, DJ, hit that track!
You're DJ. You understand what that means.
This show's broken, has not even begun yet.
Anything can happen.
This show's unairable.
You're on the air.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome. Couple of important things. First of all, apparently the Bruins forgot to take their skates down to Washington last
night. Oh, my God.
So we'll cover that for you.
That's like losing 55 to nothing in a football game.
It really is, yeah.
The last time they got shut out at home in an opener was 1955.
Ooh, wow.
Hi, I know. Just call me Sporty Spice.
Okay, Sporty Spice is here with us this morning. Okay, so did everybody get your presidential text yesterday?
No.
I did.
No!
Nope.
Wait, you didn't?
Half of
nope.
us did.
I got it.
He probably blocked me.
God, there were some funny things coming out of the presidential text yesterday. We'll cover that for you this morning here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. We have Thursday Night Football coming up tonight with the mighty New England Patriots taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Bob Ryan will join us at 7:25 this morning. We'll get his take on that. And then... now we know who we're going to be playing in the first round of playoffs, and it's going to be the New York Yankees.
The Yankee fans, they want the Red Sox,
yep,
don't they?
Yep. Okay, this will be the first time we've faced each other in the playoffs since 2004. And we all remember what happened in 2004. So that's coming
up
this morning with Bob Ryan at 7:25. Yeah, what happened? What could possibly... did you see the new report on the cost of raising a child from birth to age 18? This will blow you away.
Really want to know.
I know.
Plus, good. Who says you only raise him to 18?
Well, that's true, Hank. Okay.
That is true, Hank.
Spoken like a man with 20-year-olds.
Yep, that's exactly right.
One of them came home last night.
Oh, hey, did you see the report yesterday about citizenship and the citizenship test? Only 1 in 3 Americans could pass the test to become a citizen.
I totally could not pass that test.
Really?
You test me and you'll be embarrassed.
Even after seeing Hamilton?
Man.
Okay. What about this morning? We give you the citizenship test.
Yes, and it's going to embarrass Canton Public Schools.
Okay, and then what we'll do, and if you don't pass it, we'll revoke your citizenship.
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this show, we are going to revoke LBF citizenship this morning. So stick around. All this is coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, there's a lot of excitement building in the studio. As a matter of fact, I just checked with LBF and I said, are you ready? She said she's ready. So let's find out if her player is ready to play the game. Because it's time now for Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And Bill Belashi, who is a chemist from Medford, Massachusetts, on the line. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So you're a chemist, huh?
You're hoping for some periodic table questions, I bet.
Yeah.
Do you have a Bunsen burner?
No, not at home, no.
Not at home? Okay. You know, I remember when I was in school, had a new guy we all called the chemist. He spent a lot of time with acid. Stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So, Bill, your job is going to be answer the 10 questions that LBF is going to give you within a period of 60 seconds. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 in Century Bank. It's that simple. You feeling good about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, he's
he sounds
confident.
Very confident.
He's from Medford.
Okay, nice and loud on your responses, Bill. We want to be able to hear everything. We're ready to go in 3, 2, 1, go.
What do you do at a yellow light?
Slow down.
What is 80 divided by 4?
Pass.
Who was John F. Kennedy's wife?
Mrs. Kennedy.
First name?
Pass.
What American country singer performed at Folsom Prison?
Pass.
What year did Sesame Street first air?
Pass.
Who was Britain's first female prime minister?
Pass.
What toy company's mascot was a giraffe named Jeffrey?
Toys R Us.
What was the name of the Italian cruise ship hijacked by Palestinian terrorists in October of 1985?
Pass.
Where was the second atomic bomb dropped during World War II?
Fukushima.
What was Elton John's first U.S. number one hit?
Candle in the Wind.
What is 80 divided by 4?
12.
What is John F. Kennedy's wife's name?
Time has expired. Well, I'm very sorry about that. You didn't get the 10 right. You got the, let me see, one, two, you got two right. You got
that's
three
okay.
Well, and a bunch of passes, so we'll go ahead and bring up to speed with the review.
80 divided by 4 is 20. John F. Kennedy's wife is Jackie or Jacqueline. Johnny Cash performed at Folsom Prison. Sesame Street aired in 1969. Margaret Thatcher was Britain's first female prime minister. I like that you got Jeffrey being the Toys R Us mascot.
Yeah, yeah.
The Achille Lauro was the name of the Italian cruise ship hijacked by terrorists in October of 1985. Mm-hmm. The second atomic bomb was dropped during World War II. That was Nagasaki. And Elton John's first number one U.S. hit was Crocodile Rock.
Okay, now look.
But
you didn't win the $1,000 from Century Bank.
But you learned some stuff.
Not even
you learned a lot of stuff. And you
really?
Got a fabulous consolation prize. This is going to blow you away. I'm not kidding you, Bill. There's a great show. It's a pair of tickets to see Teresa Caputo live, the experience. It is amazing. She's a medium. And the show is Wednesday, October the 10th, Lowell Memorial Auditorium. It'll make you like a whoa. If you've never gone whoa before. Okay, everybody else, get your tickets to see Teresa Caputo. From TLC's Long Island Medium, now at LowellAuditorium.com. Hey, have a great day. Thank you very much for playing the game. And
all right, thank you, guys.
Hey, no problem. Anybody else? You think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds? I doubt it. See, the challenge has been thrown down. All you have to do to qualify is register at WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's get right to it. Here's your 620 Men from Maine, everybody.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus have been summoned to the Bangor morgue to help identify the horribly disfigured body of their good friend Virgil Landecker following a terrible fire at Bangor Propane and Fireworks Factory. When we hear...
All right now, Lem, you come on in here first and identify Virgil here.
Well, I can't really tell, Doc. Why don't you roll him over for me?
All right, here we go.
Nope, that ain't Virgil.
All right, Ephus, why don't you come in here, see if you can identify Virgil here.
Oh, boy, Virgil don't look too good. He's burned real bad. Could you roll him over for me?
All right, hold on.
Oh, well, no, that ain't Virgil.
Well, how can you tell?
Well, because Virgil had two a...
What? He had two a...
Oh, sure. Everyone in town knew it.
Yeah, every time the three of us would go into town, everybody'd say, here comes Virgil with those two...
Oh, my God.
Join us again to the thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now to delve deeply into the presidential text yesterday that came to Americans, and we have only half of us in this studio actually got the text yesterday. I can't understand this thing.
Well, that's why it was a test. It didn't
right.
work.
It was a test. It was a test. So we got, let me see, we got Mark is from Littleton. Mark, did you get the presidential text yesterday?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I was working at home yesterday, and I was waiting with bated breath for that text to come through,
yep.
And I had the TV on in the office, and yeah, I'm being sarcastic, and the TV went off with the alert,
right.
At the same time my phone did not, so I kept looking down for the phone to see if it would go off, and it did not go.
That's weird,
It is.
Because mine was right at like a 218, bingo.
Yeah, you know, my schedule... Yeah, I had the TV on, and my schedule yesterday at 2:00, I had a window of about 35 minutes that I could actually lay down and close my eyes before I had to go pick up my kids. And right at like 2:21, my TV went nuts, my phone went nuts, and then my dog went nuts. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? Because I just closed my eyes.
Well, see, now the bad thing is, Mark, Lung Boy and the dog both got a text, and you didn't get one.
Yeah.
Maybe that means
I feel left out.
I don't.
Feeling left out.
Okay.
Mark, what kind of phone do you have, though?
It's an iPhone. I'm on Verizon.
Oh, okay, okay. Right. iPhone. Okay, well, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day. Okay, we got Bobby's on the line. Bobby, you didn't get it either, huh?
No, I don't know if it's because I got the Obama phone still or not.
I don't
know. Really?
Okay.
Now, I was planning on using it to pick up my niece off the bus at 3 because it was supposed to come around 2:18.
Yeah.
And my phone never did it. I ended up missing picking up my niece off the bus, got in a bunch of trouble.
Oh, boy.
What kind of phone you got?
I got the Obama flip phone.
Oh, flip phone.
Okay.
You're the one that's got the flip phone,
still
huh?
From back then.
Okay.
See.
Well, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day. That's kind of weird, isn't it? You know, I think that the answer is that the people who didn't get this are expendable. that's just my guess right off the top here.
Wow.
But there were some really funny things that came out of
this.
Well,
you know, it's, I love, sometimes I just go on to, you know, are you a member on like your town page?
Yeah.
I'm a member on like the West Bridgewater Hub.
Yes.
Just to see what's going on around town and sometimes just for fun reading.
Yep.
So, but it sounds like everyone who, you know, we're all kind of expecting it, right?
Sure.
But
yeah.
I went on the West Bridgewater Hub and someone, Gloria, posted. Sorry, Gloria. Why am I getting emergency presidential alert messages on my phone? Anyone know why? And so, of course,
yeah, what are the responses?
Up.
Yeah,
bang,
million, pow.
Like, come on, like, what have you been doing? Maybe this is why they're doing it, is because people don't pay attention to, like, the news.
Yeah.
And my favorite, though, is the guy who posted, oh, you didn't see it on the news? They were only going to alert 10 people in the entire country. You're so lucky that you got it.
That is funny. And there's some really funny retorts on the thing. The one, the best one, I think, was the one for Tiffany Trump. Did you see that one yesterday?
Yeah, that was the one. Congrats to Tiffany Trump, who just received her first ever text from her dad.
That's funny.
He's Louis, what is that? What is, I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Have you ever had a hole-in-one? This is an amazing story. Get a load of this. Tell everybody about this.
Well, these two teammates out in Newton North High School, you know, they're on the golf team. Newton North, you know, very good athletic program. And so they're playing at Braeburn Country Club, which is a beautiful country club on Comm Ave in Newton.
Yeah.
That's where they, that's their home course. Pete Delmonico and Sean Fitzgerald. Delmonico's a junior. Fitzgerald's a senior. You know, they've been playing since they were 5, 6 years old. So they're playing in a league match the other day.
Yeah.
Delmonico pulls out a 7-iron, 150 yards. Boom, he hits it 10 feet beyond the cup. It spins back, hole-in-one. Wow.
Bingo. Bingo.
I mean, kid's 17 years old, hole-in-one.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty good.
Boom.
That's the rare
guy,
right there.
Fitzgerald, three holes later, 135 yards. He pulls out the same club, hitting into the wind, hits it 10 pass, 10 feet beyond the pin, rolls back, hole-in-one.
Wow.
Two guys, same round, hole-in-one. Unbelievable.
Two guys, hole-in-one.
Two kids. Wow.
Did they have to buy the guys the club drinks?
Yeah, they had to buy drinks for everybody.
Yeah, but there was ginger ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next day, they go out, they play again. Mm. Delmonico pulls out a club. Boom. Hits it 10 feet beyond the pin. Spins rolls back into the hole.
Wow. No,
the two teammates, three holes in one in a span of 10 golf holes.
That's
doesn't happen professionally.
I wonder what the odds on that are.
Got to
be like
one in a billion
or something like that.
The odds of two holes in one in one round.
Yeah.
One in 68 million.
Wow. I know a guy who hit one, and he's so cheap, he didn't tell anybody because he didn't want to have to buy drinks for his whole club.
I know a guy like that, too.
I know a guy like that, too.
Isn't that amazing?
Right. Gee, who could that be?
I heard he was actually playing at McGolf in Dedham, too.
By the way, speaking of sports.
Last night, maybe the Bruins were still waiting for that presidential text that the season
that
was getting underway
yeah.
because they kicked off the season in Washington, D.C., not too far from the White House, about a half a mile. They were pummeled 7-0 by the Stanley Cup champion Capitals in D.C. last night, right after the Caps raised the championship banner. This is like losing 56-0 in a football game.
It is, really.
Tuukka got pulled. Only highlight was the little ball of hate Brad Marchand got into a fight at the end. He fought Lars Eller, who never got into a fight even when he was a kid. I mean, it was one-sided. And as LBF pointed out, this was the first time since 1955 the Bruins were shut out in their season opener. This is unreal. Now, the Bruins get back at it in Buffalo tonight. Chelmsford's Jack Eichel, former 21-year-old BU hockey star, he was just named the Sabres captain.
Pretty good.
That's
okay.
A good thing.
We want Boston! We want Boston!
Yes.
New York
those
fans.
Those are the fans at Yankee Stadium last night. They're going to get their wish because the Pinstripes beat up the Athletics 7-2. They win the American League wild card. So the Red Sox host the Yankees in the opener of the best of five American League Division Series. Game one at Fenway tomorrow night. First pitch 7:32. Chris Sale against either Jay Happ or Masahiro Tanaka. I mean, this is what you want as a Red Sox fan, right?
Yeah, are you happy about this?
Bring on the Yankees,
yep,
baby.
I'm happy about this, too.
Astros host the Indians tomorrow night. The other ALDS National League Division Series begins tonight. Brewers host the Rockies. The Dodgers host the Braves. Fun night in Foxborough tonight. Patriots host the Colts at Thursday Night Football at Gillette Stadium. Julian Edelman returning to the lineup after his four-game suspension. Gronk still questionable. The Pats are 2-2. Indy, they stink. They're 1-3.
Yep.
Andrew Luck, though, is playing once again. And the Celtics, they play their final preseason game this Saturday in Cleveland. And then they open against Cleveland 10 days later at the TD Garden. And that's a look at sports.
A full analysis from Bob Ryan. Mr. Everything joins us 7:25 this morning. And next, right here on the Lauren O'Leary Morning Show, it's a Brian Bellbuster.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. And, you know, I think Dennis is really into getting his wife because he is tired of her giving out bad candy for Halloween.
Oh.
This is he's totally self-serving. I'm going to call Renee as a candy coach because she gives out healthy stuff at Halloween.
You can't be everyone's parent on Halloween. It's all about setting expectations.
Uh-huh, right.
What do you think the kids expect when they come to the door?
I think they expect something gluten-free that isn't going to give them a headache. And I think they expect Brussels sprouts, which are so good. You don't even have to cook them, Mike.
Wow.
They're just good raw.
You're even worse than we had heard.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, I heard from Dennis. He wants to get his wife for her birthday, but I also think he's sick of his wife, Renee, handing out healthy things at Halloween. I think Dennis wants some candy back. So I'm going to call Renee as a candy coach to try to get her to give out better candy at Halloween.
Hello.
Hi, would you like to take a candy survey for Halloween?
A what?
We're doing a candy survey to help people for Halloween.
Okay, sure.
Over the past 5 years, mm-hmm. have you given out any of the following? Raisins, mini water bottles.
No.
Low-fat granola.
maybe.
Sugar-free gum.
Yes, more power to it.
Oh, wow. Decorative pencils.
Yes.
Erasers.
No.
Which phrase most represents your candy goals? Get it over with. Turn out the lights and duck. Be beloved in the neighborhood.
Ugh, definitely get it over with.
Yeah, that's what I heard, Renee. That's why I'm calling you. This is Michael Myers, and I am a candy coach, and I'm here to help you with your candy selection. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there have been some candy surveys done in your town. And,
okay.
And your house has actually been ranked one of the houses that the kids don't like to come to because you're not giving out great candy.
Hey, listen, last year I gave out yams, and there was some kind of uproar about it. I'm not going to give out yams again,
oh
but I have
yams.
Mini packs of wheat bins that are going to get these kids going. So they eat too much crap. So,
well, we're going to try to help you be proactive because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but, you know, if you don't give out the good stuff, sometimes the kids can maybe egg the house, toilet paper the house, and we're here to prevent that here at the Candy Coaching Institute.
So you're threatening me, right?
No, no. I'm just going to help you give out much better candy for Halloween.
What's better than sugar snap peas? What's better than that? You tell me.
Here's the thing, Renee, and I'm here to be the candy coach and help you set some realistic candy goals. Now,
really?
You can't be everyone's parent on Halloween. It's all about setting expectations.
Uh-huh, right.
What do you think the kids expect when they come to the door?
I think they expect something gluten-free that isn't going to give them a headache, and I think they expect Brussels sprouts, which are so good. You don't even have to cook them, Mike.
Wow.
They're just good raw.
You're even worse than we had heard. Have you had any problems with having your house egged or anything in the past?
Yes. I had some graffiti on the lawn. It was like, stop being, I'm not going to use the language, so blanking natural and healthy. And I just picked it up. It was written in recent seasons, so.
I wonder if it was E.T. He loves those things.
Possibly.
Did your husband, Dennis, really like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
What do you mean, does my husband? Are you guys, what are you, in my house? Are you monitoring me? My husband, Dennis, loves Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, yes.
I think that might be why he actually called me, Renee. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
No way. He was calling to threaten me about the candy I'm giving out.
Well, I think he really does want you to go back to the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And he wanted to say happy birthday and wanted to get you with a Brian Bellbuster.
Well, he did.
I think this could be his way of maybe just trying to get some more peanut butter cups in the house, too.
I'm still giving out natural candy.
I'm sure your Brussels sprouts are excellent.
They are.
Well, happy birthday. Happy Halloween. And thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
I love it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hopefully it's all natural eggs that they're thrown against your house.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Okay. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
So this report comes out yesterday, and they said they did a big study, and they found that 1 in 3 Americans could not pass a simple citizenship test that all people who are applying for citizenship have to pass. And so we were just chatting about this, and somebody in the studio, somebody said, I won't say who, but somebody says, well, you know, I don't think I could pass that test myself.
That was me. That was me. Wow. And I'm nervous.
So we decided maybe we should take a simple citizenship test.
I don't test well. All right? I'm just going to say it. It's out there.
So a lot of us get into radio.
Well, you know, actually, really, you got to have a lot of confidence in yourself. I mean, you were born here in America. You grew up with, you know, your mom was in the newspaper business.
I was in the newspaper.
You were in the newspaper business. You're a college graduate.
Yeah,
I mean, you should know all of this stuff.
I'm good on paper. Hey, I'm good on paper.
LBF, isn't there a bar on the campus at Canton High School?
Yeah.
Was it close to your history class?
Yeah.
Now, maybe that was it. Okay. So we've decided we should go ahead and we'll go ahead and take the citizenship test here this morning, here on the show, and see. We'll just take an abbreviated version.
Okay. I've got a couple of questions.
I took them right off of the website, the practice questions for your citizenship test.
Okay.
So do you guys all want to take it?
And you can play along in the car.
I'm
going
to write this stuff down.
Get ready. I'll give you multiple choice, and you guys write your guess down, and I'll tell you if you're right.
If you're driving, just keep tracking your head here and see how you do. Okay.
Yep. Ready?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. How many questions are we going to do?
We'll do 4 here.
4 questions. Okay.
And then I've got like a tiebreaker if we're still.
Okay.
All right. All right. There are 4 amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them. Here are your choices. A, citizens by birth only can vote. B, citizens 17 and older can vote. C, only citizens with a job can vote. Or D, citizens 18 and older can vote. Okay. Everybody have their answer?
Yep. My answer.
What do you got? What do you got there, Lauren? D.
18 and older?
Yes, that's okay. Very good. Very good.
Okay.
All right, 1 for 1.
Okay.
All right.
Triple D's.
Name the U.S. war between the North and the South. Was it A, World War I? B, the Civil War, C, the Revolutionary War, or D, the War of 1812.
Okay, very good.
Everybody quickly answered?
Got it, yep.
Civil War.
That'd be
Civil
B.
War. Civil War.
B.
Okay. Yep. Very good, Civil very War. Good.
Okay.
Okay, if the president can no longer serve, who becomes president? A, Speaker of the House, B, the President pro tempore, C, Secretary of State, or D, the Vice President.
Okay, you're right. D.
Very quick.
Vice President.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
See, look.
So far,
already,
so good. See,
already.
It's not that
good.
Hard,
LBF.
Okay,
right.
We knew you could do this.
What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment? A, speech. B, to bear arms. C, trial by jury. Or D, to vote. What do you got, everybody?
Everybody got?
Everybody say it all at once?
Speech?
A.
There you go. Very good. There you go. Everybody, everybody got that. See?
I wasn't 100%
right.
Sure.
You did just fine on that.
All right. I got a tiebreaker.
All right. Okay.
Tiebreaker.
Okay,
hang on. Here's the tiebreaker.
Okay. I'll give you each your own question, okay?
Okay.
Lauren Owens, what was one important thing that Abraham Lincoln did? A, declared war on Great Britain. B, established the United Nations. C, saved or preserved the Union. Or D, purchased Alaska.
I think maybe we should go with save the Union.
That's correct.
Okay.
No. Hank.
Yep.
Who was the first president? A, George Washington. B, Abraham Lincoln. C, Thomas Jefferson. Or D, John Adams.
I'm not 100%, but I'm going with A.
You're
going
to go with A.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
George Washington.
All right. LBF.
Yeah.
How many amendments to the Constitution have there been since its ratification?
Come on!
27, 22, 25, 29, or 20? Give you a lot of choices.
Not 23?
You have chosen one of the, not the choices.
Okay.
So, no.
27,
22, 25, 29, 20.
25!
No, it was 27.
Come on!
We're going to have to send you out of here. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we'll be doing the show.
21st is the Prohibition one.
Of course, you know
it's
that
a bar
one.
On Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we'll be doing the show without LB tomorrow because she's being deported.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning, everybody. It is time now for your 720 Men for Maine episode. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus have gone across the border to do a little moose hunting in Canada. When they get hungry and decide to stop by and pick up something to eat, a little takeout Canadian style. When they walk in, we hear...
How's it going, eh? What can I do for you?
Yes, I'd like to get a pepperoni pizza and a six-pack of moose head beer.
And I'd like a large sausage, extra cheese, and heavy on the peppers, and another six-pack of moose head. Say, like you boys must be from Maine, eh?
Why, yes, we are. How'd you know?
'Cause, like, this is a hardware store.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for the Bob Ryan Report. Brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. An experience you can bank on. Oh, boy. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Everything, the fabulous Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Okay, so these are exciting times in which we live, Bob. Let's start off with football coming up tonight. The Pats are going to be taking on the Colts, down Gillette Stadium. Edelman should be back. We don't know about Gronk. And what do you think? What's going
to
happen?
We're going to find out the answer to the question, and the question is when the posed after the game with the Dolphins was over, and that is, does this game tell us more about the Patriots or the Dolphins? And we don't have that answer, because the fact is the Dolphins were exposed, and I think they were 3-0, but they were 3-0 against weak competition, and they had won their third game using trick plays, which are nice in the short run, but you can't live on trick plays. Patriots look very good. Very good. We're going to find out what it really meant a lot more tonight. It's going to be great to have Edelman back. That goes without saying. If you subtract Gronk, that's not good. But we're going to learn a little more about the Patriots tonight. So I'm looking forward to that.
You think we'll see more of Josh Gordon tonight?
Yes. Assuming that his hamstring's okay. That's the thing. Yeah. He's not 100%, but you could see the effect. And that one play when he dragged a few guys with him, he's a big, strong receiver at that position, which they had lacked. In theory, he could be a tremendous addition.
Okay, very good.
Bob, I'm very nervous about the Red Sox and the Yankees. The Red Sox go with Chris Sale, David Price. Sale doesn't look like he's healthy. Neither he nor Price have ever won a playoff start, and the Yankees are hitting the ball a mile.
Throw Pacello in there. They're 0-for lifetime among them, the three, and as starters in the playoffs. Yes, there's great concern. I mean, I'm very wary. I've been very nervous about this going for weeks, knowing that the pitching is so uncertain. It's really odd. The team wants 108 games, but we go in with this trepidation, and that's the reason that the pitching right now and the bullpen as well has had a terrible second half of the year. I haven't seen the Herald yet, but there's some really good numbers that are available to anyone reading the Globe today about what the state of the bullpen has been since this All-Star game, and it's kind of freaky and scary. So you don't have the level of confidence you should have with a 108 win team and the Yankees. Yeah. All right, I hope everybody one of the Yankees. I hope that they're going to be satisfied with this. The Yankees formula was working last night, which was power and bullpen.
Yeah.
That's their strength. And Severino pitched and looked good for them. They're better lined up. And by the way, J.A. Happ, who will be pitching against the Red Sox tomorrow night, has had a very good success with the Red Sox and could theoretically pitch games 1-5. This is going to be a very, very difficult series.
But don't you really believe that this is the way it should be?
Well, I know that that's what everybody wants romantically. I'm looking at it pragmatically, and I think I'd rather play somebody other than the Yankees. But this year, it's going to be good baseball, obviously, and that's what people want, fine. But I did not join in that chorus. I was rooting for Oakland last night. I wanted to get rid of the Yankees. That's the way I think. I can live without the romanticism of another Yankee series. I want the Red Sox to win, and I think there was a better chance of beating Oakland than it will be of beating the Yankees.
Yeah. 2004 was enough for you, huh?
Yeah, that was quite enough. And,
hard to believe it's
been
that long.
Three and four together were enough.
I know.
That was enough. But look, I know that's the minority view, and if people are happy with the Yankees coming, fine. But I just hope that they're not regretting it when it's over. But let's see what happens. Obviously, we have a good team. We have a great lineup, and you know, I'm looking forward to the whole, you know, whoever they played, I'd be looking forward to it.
Gotcha. Bob, I have a really important question for you.
Go ahead.
Are you going to see A Star Is Born?
I'm planning on it. I am, because the word of mouth is so good.
I know.
The word of mouth is outstanding, and I read the big New York Times Sunday piece with Bradley Cooper, on Bradley Cooper, and that got my attention and got my interest up. Yes, I did. I would. I find it fascinating. That story, you know, as we know, it's the fourth time around. You go all the way back to Frederick March in 1937, you know, so it's really fascinating.
Man.
So the answer is yes.
Okay. You're amazing.
The talent, Lady Gaga, you know, for all the, you know, the showbiz, all the shows, she's really, really talented. I'm anxious to see how she acts in
this
movie.
That's why I love Bob, because he can reference Fred March and Lady Gaga in the same sentence. Yes.
That's why we call him Mr. Everything.
Right.
Okay, just Bob, just one final question.
Yes.
Given the choice, you have a choice. You can either go see Lady Gaga or watch the Yankees-Red Sox in Game 5. What are you going to choose?
Oh, well, that's an easy call there, but, I mean, the timing-wise, of course, I'm going to go see Game 5. There'll be plenty of opportunities to see Lady Gaga and the movie. It's going to be a big hit. It's going to have legs. It's going to be around.
Okay. Now the question is, do you have any shameless plugs?
Yes,
for us?
Yes, I do. With the Bob Ryan podcast is up and running, of course, and Bob, but also every Monday and Friday morning, the Sports Reporters podcast with my old colleagues Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom is up, and you know, we're really enjoying that one. I think the people will like it.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
You.
See you next week.
We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kid.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy shit.
105.7 WROR.
So much in Dirty Laundry today. Babies, blockbusters, and big movies in Boston. This is brought to you by AmassSave.com. First off, I think this is quite a feat. Kate Hudson did something many of us cannot do. She is a new mom.
Yeah.
She's really cute on Instagram with the baby bump and the whole bit and all the things. First girl, welcome to Baby Girl Tuesday. The little girl's name is Ronnie. She's had the baby with her boyfriend, Danny Fujikawa. It's the couple's first child together. And also, Hudson has a 14-year-old son with her ex-husband. His name is Ryder Russell, the boy. And the 7-year-old son with her ex-fiance, Matt Bellamy. So she has three babies by three different daddies. And why not?
The old trifecta.
Yeah, a nice trifecta. She finally got a girl, which I think is very exciting for her, and she's adorable. I like Kate Hudson. She does things a little differently. But anyway, good for her. Okay, blockbusters. I need to talk about this, you guys. I need to talk about,
how
A Star Is Born opens tonight.
It looks good.
And it looks so good. So what I do usually is I read all the reviews because I want to go into a movie knowing I'm going to be disappointed.
Yes.
Wow.
Right,
but apparently I'm not going to be, because according to Variety, A Star Is Born is that thing we always yearn for but so rarely get to see, a transcendent Hollywood movie. And it's the fourth remake, and everyone's so excited. I mean, Variety says so many great things about it. The New York Times basically just gave it a big wet kiss.
Are you worried, though, that now your expectations are set too high?
I really don't think that I'm going to be disappointed in this, because, first of all, it involves two of my favorite things, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, for two very different reasons. But okay. It's a good story, too, and I think that people kind of were turned off to it because Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand, that version was terrible, but the Judy Garland one was really, really good. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to try to see it tonight, but I might see it this weekend. So there's that. And then I wanted to mention two other things about movies. Apparently Meryl Streep and Emma Stone are in Canton, Massachusetts for the next couple of days filming.
That's
word
pretty big.
Is they might be at the Bradley Estate, but I didn't
see
it.
Didn't see it. Okay.
And then also, a new movie starring Michelle Williams is coming out. She stars in The Challenger.
This is the Christian McAuliffe story, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And they're going to start filming, I think, next year. And there's no release date, but it's about her story. And I'm really excited about that because, you know, I remember, obviously,
of course,
everyone says where you were.
Another one of those moments you'll never
exactly.
forget.
Exactly. And her story is a really good one, and it needs to be told. And I'm really excited Michelle Williams is behind it because she's an excellent actress.
This is LeClaire's class, 6th grade, Parker Middle School.
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school going from A building to B building. Yeah.
And boom.
Yeah. So.
Wow, that was amazing. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
The excitement is building in the studio because it is time now for an active member of the nation to take the big quiz. That member's name is Robert Endicott. He's from Clinton, Massachusetts. He's on the line here. Good morning, Robert. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. So what do you do for a job there, Robert?
I'm actually director of sales and marketing for a manufacturing company. We sell J&J Industries in Franklin, Mass.
Wow. Very good. ABC, always be closing.
That's right. Okay. Cookies are for closers.
So as you know, the challenge lies ahead for you. The answer 10 questions that LBF is going to give you within 60 seconds. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash and pass it any time. We come back, pick up any you've missed if you have time left at the end. You understand all that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is everybody ready to play this game?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get it underway. 3, 2, 1, go.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Right. Right-handed.
If you have 3 pennies, a quarter, and a dime, how much money do you have?
38 cents.
Who sings Can't Fight This Feeling?
Pass.
Finish this slogan. Choosy moms choose.
Choosy moms choose Jif.
Spell necessary.
Necessary.
In which state is Churchill Downs Racetrack?
Churchill Downs Racetrack. New York.
What was the Boston Strangler's real name?
Joe DeSalvo. Or something like that.
What was the first primetime cartoon show aired in the United States?
Can you repeat that?
What was the first primetime cartoon show aired in the United States?
The first primetime cartoon show? Mickey Mouse.
What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803?
The Louisiana Purchase.
What is the largest internal organ in the human body?
Internal organ?
We're out of time. Okay, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. You missed on a few of those, so let's review for everybody.
Strong showing.
Very strong showing.
Halfway there.
REO Speedwagon sings Can't Fight This Feeling. Churchill Downs is in Kentucky. The boss is Strangler's real name.
Yeah.
You were close. You had the last name, DeSalvo. Albert DeSalvo.
Albert, yeah.
The Flintstones was the first primetime cartoon show aired in the United States. And the largest internal organ in the human body... small intestine.
Kind of weird. Oh. You'd think it'd be the large intestine, wouldn't you?
Yep. You would.
One would. But we do have a fabulous consolation prize for you. This woman is incredible. Her name is Teresa Caputo. She does a live stage show. You got to experience it. It's Wednesday night, October the 10th, Lowell Auditorium. Everybody else, you can get your ticket to see Teresa Caputo from TLC Long Island's Medium at the LowellAuditorium.com. Okay, check it out. Thank you very much for playing today, Robert. Have a wonderful day. And keep
you
listening.
As well.
Okay, take care of yourself, okay?
Good job.
Yep.
So you say you'd like to play. All you have to do is log on to WRR.com, you register, and we could be calling you next, and you could be winning. Okay, I'm a little concerned this morning because LBF and her husband, Dave, decided to try to live the lifestyle of Tom and Giselle.
Why not? We're
really?
Almost there.
Okay. So close.
So you actually did something for Dave last night that Giselle does for her family. Is that right?
I didn't do it for Dave. I made Dave do it himself. But yes, we have done
that
lifestyle.
Well, what did LBF make Dave do himself? We'll have that coming up next. In the meantime, good morning, it's 8:25 here at WRR. So you've actually decided that it's time for you and Dave to live the fairy tale life. Is that right?
Yeah, Tom Brady, Giselle Bundchen, they're human. I mean, we're like close. We have the same, parts.
Sure. Well.
So anyway, last night I'm sitting on the couch with Dave Falcone, and he says, I kind of have getting a sore throat. My throat is so scratchy. And I said, oh my God, I just talked about that today. Didn't you listen to the show? And he said, no. And I was like, okay, great.
No,
but then I said, I'll tell you anyway. I talked about how Giselle Bundchen said she has these homeopathic remedies. And one of the things she does when her daughter has a sore throat is she soaks a towel in milk and then wraps it in plastic and then puts it around her neck, and she wears it all night, and she wakes up and she doesn't have a sore throat anymore.
Yeah.
So I told Dave that. He's like, I'm going to do that.
Wow.
And I was like, are you really? Because I need milk for the morning for my coffee. Don't use it all.
Yeah, you don't have to wring his neck to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, no. That's, although that would be fun. Nice. So anyway, So Dave goes in the kitchen, puts it all together, pours the cold milk on, wraps it in plastic, comes into the bedroom. He looks like Ted Kennedy at Chappaquiddick. I'm like, what is happening?
Got the neck brace on and the whole thing.
And he's like, all right, here we go. And so he goes to sleep. Now, the problem is he's got this kind of like thick band around his neck.
Yeah.
So he doesn't move all night. He's on his back and he's snoring. So I was awake and checking on him all night. Thanks, Dave. But I left this morning. He was sound asleep. And now we have Dave Falcone, a.k.a. Giselle Bundchen, on the line. And so tell me, how did it feel to sleep with this?
Well, it's interesting to hear your perspective, Lauren Beckham Falcone, because it was not a restful sleep.
I see.
Because, you know, you're sort of aware that you need to stay on your back to keep this ridiculous thing on your neck.
Right.
So it's like it's like some strange burial ritual or something.
Put a little lily
in
your hands.
It was not a particularly restful sleep, and especially in the beginning, I kept waking up and like checking, you know, is this actually working? Is it going to work? But then eventually, I guess I did fall asleep.
Did you crave a cookie?
To go with the milk?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Was there any leakage at all?
No leakage.
Did you wake up with any stray cats trying to get at your neck?
Really? Did you wake up feeling like a goat?
I did not.
No, he didn't.
A little bit like a vampire, maybe.
Okay, but here's the real, this is the question.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Aha. Well, before I reveal the answer to your listening audience, I will say this. I think I would much rather eat a quart of avocado ice cream than wear a milk collar all night. But,
are we gonna take that as a no?
I would imagine that would be soothing as well. But no, so this is a weird thing. It actually worked.
Really?
Wow.
Get out.
Yes.
Do you feel like a Brazilian bucks?
Or you just feel like a Brazilian?
No, seriously. Like, I don't know where Giselle got this, but so in terms of the scratchiness, you know that annoying scratchiness at the back of your throat when you think you're getting sick? I woke up this morning, it is gone.
Gone.
Amazing.
It's gone.
It's a miracle.
So are you going to do so the other thing she does is she cuts lemon in half and has some face.
I already have the lemons out. I'm ready to go. Whatever.
Okay. See you later. Take care of your lemons.
The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Well, this is very, very interesting. We're going to have to try some more of these homeopathic.
Yeah, so you have to put onions in your kids' pajamas.
Yep.
And lemons on the side of your bed.
Wow. Okay.
Hope Dave doesn't want a boob job by the time you get home.
Hey, what are the odds of the Red Sox winning the whole thing, the World Series? We have the Webmaster's odds on that coming up for you.
I have better than that, Lauren. I have breaking news.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Do you want to know what a $1,000 winner sounds like for the 5K Artist of the Day?
Yes, I do.
We have a WROR winner.
Let's contact that person coming up next right here at WROR. Imagine you win $1,000 here at WROR. And speaking of that, excuse me, is this Kara Donahue from Hudson, New Hampshire?
Yes, it is.
Is this the lady who is $1,000 richer this morning?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Woo!
Hey, congratulations, 5K artist today.
Thank you.
By the way, are you a Pat Benatar fan?
I love Pat Benatar. Are you kidding me?
She loves you because she's going to give you $1,000 in cash.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much for being a member of the nation. Thanks for listening. Have you made any plans for squandering this newfound fortune?
It's a little early, but I have some ideas.
I bet you do. Well, enjoy it and spend it wisely, and thanks for being a member of the nation.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Hey, have a great day, okay?
You too.
Now, everybody else, next chance to win. Next keyword is coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. Remember, five chances every day. We've got the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., the 1 p.m., the 4 p.m. And by the way, if you have not yet logged on and gotten your official WRR mobile app, log on to WRR.com. So over the past 4 weeks or so, Hank has had a lot to deal with. He's had a lot on his plate. You know, he broke his leg. He's had to have surgery. And he's got this huge walking, or not even a walking cast because he can't bear weight yet, this big shield on his right leg, which is his driving leg, which means he can't drive.
It looks like he's wearing half a goalie pad on his
leg. Yeah, kind of. That's it. Yeah.
They could have used me last night, the Bruins.
That's true. And so He's using alternative means of transportation.
And you know what? It's led to making new friends.
Yeah.
I never thought that this was going to happen.
You never thought you could make new friends? Come on.
Come on, Hank.
You know what? So yesterday I had my appointment with a doctor. I went in. It was the 2.5 week checkup. So I went in and he said, my leg is healing well.
Yeah. Okay.
Bones look good. He took out 31 staples out of my leg.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Staples.
Did he use one of those things like you get at Staples to pull... Little staple pull.
Yeah, they look like small toenail clippers, like these little clippers, and he just popped them all out. It was easy.
I mean, darn, okay, yeah.
So then it was time to go home. So I can't drive. My wife was working. So now, because I'm considered temporarily disabled, I can take the ride. Huh. I never realized, but if, for instance, if you have something like a broken leg or what have you, I can take the ride, the MBTA. It's terrific. They show up. They're on time. They're nice. They load you in. They load you out.
And so is it one of those mobility vans?
For it's a big van. You know, it's got the lift on it.
Sure. So yeah.
A couple of seats, maybe like.
Yeah,
five
it probably seats probably six or seven people.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I get in, and there are these two nice women. I would say probably mid to late 70s.
Yeah.
And they say hello.
What happened to your leg?
Yeah, I broke my leg. What did you do? I jumped off a dock.
That wasn't smart.
Where do you live? Because they want to know where they're going.
Sure, yeah.
I said, well, I live in Medford.
Oh, we live in East Boston.
Oh, you do? I go, hey, you don't know the Gators, do you? Mikey Gator?
Oh, Mikey the Plumber.
Mikey the Plumber.
Yeah. Right, she goes, do you know Helen? I go, yeah, that's Mikey's wife. She's my cousin.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I'm Cousin Jenny. So... what do? We take Cousin Jenny and her friend. They're going to go shopping at the Kohl's right next to the Wegmans.
You are living the life, buddy.
Enough, we're talking on Storrow Drive. What do we do on vacation? How I'm never going back to Newfound Lake again. Then we get there and we drop them off. And so today, at the end of the day, of course, I take the ride home. They pick me up here.
Yeah, right.
They drop me off. But tomorrow, I'm going shopping with the ladies.
Excellent.
105.7 WROR.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show.